Hello, everybody, and welcome to Heart. We are sharing in the next so many weeks on Lent to help us grow deeper with our God. Now, what is God's invitation to us? Because he has one. And if you read the stories of when Jesus came upon the earth, his invitation was always, come, follow me. Come, check me out. Come and check out this life. Come and see what you, and then see what you think. Come and be with me. God always invites us. But what do we do? We've seen it in many people's lives. And the stories in the Old Testament and the New Testament show us very well what humans do. Think of Moses. God comes to Moses in a burning bush and says, I've chosen you to go get the people out of Egypt, all the Israelites. You've got to go to Pharaoh. Now, God knows that Moses used to be in Pharaoh's house. He was brought up in Pharaoh's house as a baby, grown into a man. And then out of anger, he kills someone who's doing wrong, who's mistreating someone else, but he kills them and then he runs and hides. And then he goes and works as a shepherd out in the desert. And God comes and finds him. And God once again says, come, follow me. I have something for you to do. And what does Moses do? I can't. I stutter. Puts up an excuse. Why? Because he has a fear of failing again, of not, you know, lack of confidence. I stutter. So God goes, okay, I'll fix it for you. I'll send you Aaron, and Aaron can be your spokesperson. But if you read the story of Moses when he goes to Pharaoh and there's the 10 plagues and he asks Pharaoh to let the Israelites go, Moses speaks. It doesn't say Aaron speaks. Moses speaks because he's more confident now. Maybe he still stutters, but he is confident in what God has asked him to do. You know, Sarah married to Abraham. No children. And Abraham is told by God, you're going to be the father of many nations. So if you're going to be a father, you've got to have children. And Sarah laughs, ridiculous, that's ridiculous, I'm too old. Nothing's impossible for God. She was like, you know, look at me. God was going, no problem. We put up barriers, we put up issues, excuses, because we're not sure of ourselves, but we're probably not even sure of ourselves with our relationship with God. God is so other, so holy, so wonderful. Why would he pick me? You know, maybe we're disappointed with God because I prayed for that job and I tried my hardest and I didn't get it. And we blame God and we're disappointed in him. But we don't know the future. Maybe God says, that's not your job for you. You wouldn't be happy there. I've got another one ready for you waiting when the time is right. We have to trust in him. You know, maybe we've been overlooked, never chosen. God chooses us all. Come, he said, follow me. You know, we have fear that freezes us, fear of the unknown, fear of what could happen. Fear, anxiety, our thoughts, you know, oh, well, that's going to happen and this could happen and this could happen. Yeah, it could happen, probably won't happen. And the fear stops us taking the next step, going deeper with our God, putting up those excuses. You know, so Moses ran and hid. You know, Adam and Eve, they did the same. they ate from the tree that they were told not to. And what did they do? They hid from God. When God came to be with them, to walk in the garden with him, to have that relationship with them that he did every day, they were hiding and he knew. They had run and hidden from him in shame. You know, Peter, the apostle Peter did the same thing. You can think, when did he run and hide? Remember when he denied Christ 3 times? What shame he must have felt when he'd been so, Lord, I won't ever do that. And he did. And then Jesus appears to the disciples after his death and shows them that he's risen from the dead. Peter's seen it. And then he goes and visits lots of other people, not just the disciples, lots of other followers. And it says in John chapter 21, after this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and he did it this way. Simon Peter and Thomas and Nathanael, as well as John and James, the sons of Zebedee, and 2 others of his disciples were all together. So they must have been talking about what had happened. Jesus is alive. What's going on? But you know, Peter still felt this shame. He still was questioning. He still was thinking, what have I done? Even though Jesus has risen from the dead, look what I did to him. And you know what Peter does? Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing. Remember, Simon Peter was a fisherman. Jesus comes along and says, come, follow me. You will now fish after men, not after fish. But when he's in a place of, you know, embarrassment of, you know, where do we go from here? Jesus is risen from the dead, but he's alive, but he... What do we do with that? What does he go back to? The same old Peter of fishing. It wasn't until, remember, the Holy Spirit came and gave them courage that they then went and started fishing again for men. And Jesus rocks up to them while they're fishing to remind them, to show them again, I have risen. Come, follow me. It's okay. And then what does Jesus beautifully do? He sits down. They at first didn't recognize Jesus, but when he sits down and breaks the bread and has the fish, because they're fishing, and he says, bring yours to me. And he's already got fish on the shore cooking. As he breaks bread, they recognize then it's Jesus. And then Jesus does a beautiful thing for Peter. 3 times he asks him, do you love me? 3 times to annul the 3 times that he denied Christ. What love Jesus showed. He didn't speak about it and said, look what you did, Peter. He just asked Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? What a loving relationship our God has for us, desires for us, forgives us. Maybe you haven't forgiven yourself. What are the sticking points that stop you going deeper with God? We need to face them. We need to look at them. Then we need to give them to our God, because he can quench them, absolve them, forgive them, bring blessing and glory and goodness out of them, because that's what God does. Maybe it's sin of pride. I can do it all by myself. I don't need God. Maybe that's what you feel. But there will become times in your life when you cannot do it all. You cannot do some things. You are not perfect. You will need God. The Pharisees, I call it a Pharisee spirit. I'm better than those people. Are we really? Aren't we all on the same level? Aren't we all fallen, sinful people in different ways? Not holy, not perfect, but our God is, and he desires a relationship with us. So I want to encourage you for this week. I want to challenge you to be honest with God and know that he will accept you. He will love you. He will say, come, follow me. Come, be with me. Come, I will be with you. So the challenge is to be honest, to share God all our insecurities, our fears, our frustrations, our anger, our stuttering, whatever it might be, and then allow God to work in us. Let us pray about it. Oh, loving Father, we ask you to give us courage to share with you. You already know, but to speak it out, to write it down, to give it over, so that you can work in our life more and deeper. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your acceptance and your forgiveness. We thank you for your sacrifice. Nothing stands in the way of your love for us. We ask you to help us this week to surrender, because that's the word, Lord, surrender our lives to you so that we can go deeper with our walk with you. And we thank you that you accept us wherever we are, whoever we are. Thank you, Lord. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.